What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. I'm your host Sebastian Malden, and in this episode, I'm going to mix things up a little bit. Today's video game recommendation is a bit different than normal. Not only because the game that I'm going to recommend is a sports game. No, it's also different because the game is a sports game that came out in 2011. Hold on, before you click off and say that this episode isn't for you, hear me out. In this episode, I'll explain why this game hangs right in there with modern-day sports games. I'll dive into who this game is for, and I'll let you know why this game is a good single-player experience. So why am I recommending that you add a sports game from 2011 to your video game backlog? Let's talk about it right after the intro. DJ, hit the beat. This is the Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single player games manage their video game backlog. I'm your host, Sebastian Malden, and my main quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single player experience. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. DJ, cut the beat. As I laid on the mat, I went over the last 30 seconds in my mind. Everything was going fine and I was in complete control. I hit my opponent with a jab, followed by a mean uppercut. He staggered backwards. I lunged forward, eager to finish him off. That's where it went wrong. I got cocky, and it's like they say, fools rush in. He saw me take his bait and caught me unawares with a massive right hook. He laid my ass down like he was putting me to sleep. That's how I got here. Blood trickling down my face, listening to the ref's count. I scrambled to my feet, beating the ref's count at 7. This was bad. My head was throbbing like crazy, and I was trying to wheel my legs to stop shaking from underneath me. And to make matters worse, I knew if my opponent went on the attack right now, he could finish me off. Thankfully, the bell rung, and I was saved. I walked to the corner, thankful to get a breather before the next round. I knew this safety was short-lived. I also knew that in about 15 seconds, I was going right back into the fire. Because I knew right across from me was a shark that smelled blood. And that shark's name was Iron Mike Tyson. So, as you can probably guess, the game I'm going to recommend to you today is a boxing game. And as of right now, in 2022, it is the last AAA boxing game that was released. It's EA's Fight Night Champion. Here are the reasons why I'm recommending this game. For starters, it's dirt cheap. If you want to buy it, you can always find it on a sale for under $20. At the time of this recording, it's also on Xbox Game Pass. So if you're a Game Pass member, you can download it and play it to your heart's content without having to pay anything extra. Another point in this game's favor is that it's the last highly polished AAA boxing game that we've gotten. If you like the sport of boxing and you want to play a video game about it, then this is the best option available. Thankfully, it's a damn good option. This game is aged like a fine wine. Playing Fight Night Champion on the next-gen hardware like the PS5, the Xbox Series X, and X feels like the game was pumped full of Captain America's Super Soldier Serum. Everything feels fluid and performs without a hitch. The game also holds up remarkably well. Even after all this time, the controls feel very responsive and tight. EA truly captured the sweet science of boxing with this game. The controls are simple enough for those who want to casually generally enter Mike Tyson and go for quick highlight reel knockouts, and they're also complex enough for those who want to channel their inner Ali and expertly outclass and pick apart your opponents. In boxing, there's so many different styles that fighters utilize, and this game encourages that and embodies that to the T. I cannot stress enough how much the next-gen consoles improve the experience of this game. Load times are damn near non-existent. In every mode, you can get into training, sparring, and into a match in less than 5 seconds. If you can, play this on a PS5, Xbox Series S, or X. It's the definitive way to play this game. Now, I'll never go back to playing on an older console. The biggest plus of Fight Night Champions is its legacy mode, which is a career mode that has been a longtime staple of sports video games. Champion's career mode feels deep, yet simple. It's not layered with activities in a city to explore like the modern-day NBA 2K games, but there's a simple charm to exploring a smaller-scale career mode. There's plenty of mini-games and simulation trainings to level up your boxer, but the game remembers the ultimate goal, to get you back in the action fast. In 2022, it's a breath of fresh air to play a career slash franchise mode that's not buggy and loaded with microtransactions. Fight Night Champions Legacy mode also lets you customize the list of active boxers before you actually start the mode. This way you can add legends to your division and you can see if you can build your character up to defeat the greatest boxers of all time. It's a well thought out mechanic and it's a mode that most people will get a lot of gameplay out of. In Fight Night Champions, there's also a story mode that you can play. It's your typical rags to riches, overcome the odds story, and it's not really anything special, but it is a decent time and it's some easy trophies and achievements for you to unlock. So if you don't take anything else out of this episode, know that Fight Night Champions is a great example of how the next-gen consoles are giving older games new life. If you're a sports gamer, then you should definitely have this in your video game backlog. It's the best boxing game that you can play in 2022, and it runs like a dream on modern-day consoles. Even if you're not a sports gamer, do yourself a favor and check this game out. After about 3 knockouts, you're going to hit your boy up and you're going to be like, man, thank you for the recommendation because this game is so fun to play. I'm telling you, Fight Night Champions is one of the best single-player sports games that you can play right now. In this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log down 10 games. Those games are going to be your video game backlog. To be as productive as you possibly can be, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single-player narrative game, one game that's going to be your chill and relax game, and another game that's going to be your palate cleanser game, which is a game that you play when you're not in the mood for your other narrative games. When you complete or get tired of one game, it leaves the backlog list. Then you decide which new game is added to the list, and which game on the list advances to your active 3 games. So, what spot in your video game backlog list would I recommend that you have Fight Night Champion in? I would recommend that this game be in your chill and relax spot, or maybe your palate cleanser spot. It's a really good game to kick back and relax to when you aren't in the mood for your primary narrative game like God of War, Elden Ring, and Horizon Forbidden West. If you really enjoy sports games, then this is the perfect chill and relax game. So, that is the game recommendation of the week that you should consider adding to your backlog list. If you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your backlog list, then join us in the Single Player Experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your video game backlog list or talk about good single player game experiences that you've had lately. The link to join the free Single Player Experience Discord server is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.